On your morning team show, it's 8:42. This is WSTW. Dave, Pat, Art, Charlie, and you. I know, Art Lewis, you'll enjoy the James Bond theme in your home studio.
Bond. James Bond.
He might not have enjoyed Rick James, but he'll enjoy James Bond.
I think he enjoyed Rick James more.
Yeah. It's a different James.
That's a good point. From Rick James to James Bond. I thought this sounded almost some kind of Bond movie the plot or something like that.
All right.
Did you hear what happened earlier this week? I guess it started Monday, went on through Tuesday, and even yesterday. This worldwide bust of a bunch of criminals and this is great.
Yeah, it was great. Great story.
Authorities in the U.S., in Europe, in Australia, New Zealand say they dealt a huge blow to organized crime after hundreds of criminals were tricked into using a messaging app that was secretly being run by the FBI.
Whoa.
Does that sound like it's James Bond?
It does.
You know,
it does.
Q would have come up with something like that.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Well, apparently it was an app that all the criminals used.
Yeah.
The FBI was there.
Police say criminal gangs thought that the encrypted app called Anom, A-N-O-M, was safe from snooping when, in fact, authorities for months had been monitoring millions of messages about drug smuggling, money laundering, and even planned killings.
Whoa.
The app was part of a worldwide sting called Operation Trojan Shield. It was led by the FBI and involved the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, the European Union Police Agency, Europol, and law enforcement agencies in more than a dozen countries. Wow.
Wow.
And then police from a total of 16 countries carried out raids sparked by evidence from the monitored smartphones that the FBI were checking on. 9,000 officers deployed worldwide to make arrests and search for more than 700 locations, including a place in Southern California where the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Southern California say more than 32 tons of drugs, including cocaine, cannabis, amphetamines, methamphetamines, were seized, 250 firearms, and $48 million worldwide in various currencies.
Wow.
More than 50 secret drug labs were dismantled, including the largest secret lab in German history. 800 people arrested there, including 500 in the last 48 hours.
That's a mega sting.
That is.
Isn't that cool? I just think, in fact, the FBI assistant director, Calvin Shivers, says the results are staggering.
Yeah. I think that's cooler than when they do these things where they invite those wanted on the premise of winning something.
Come pick it up.
And they all show up and get arrested. Love to hear about that.
This was a messaging app that was secretly run by the FBI. I read further into the story, if I understand correctly, according to Suzanne Turner, again with the FBI, she says, Operation Trojan Shield was an innovative approach to the ongoing, evolving, and complex problem that law enforcement agencies face every day, how to infiltrate closed, encrypted communications devices. It says here that the FBI provided more than 300 criminal syndicates in more than 100 different countries with about 12,000 devices. Those devices were provided that contained the Anom app. They were distributed almost 2 years ago, allowing agents to monitor their communications, and they got to the point where it said, time to make a bust.
Amazing.
Wow, that is.
Amazing it didn't leak with that many people involved.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. For everybody involved, all the agencies, and just somewhere along the line, I mean, for all the these people involved in these crimes, I mean, they're sophisticated themselves.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they've got ways to find things out.
This is a lot different than Donnie Brasco. That was actually a true story and became a movie where Johnny Depp infiltrates just really one group of mobsters, though. Not to this degree.
This is really killing the mob, isn't it?
Yeah, really.
This is amazing.
Here's another next book for Bill O'Reilly. No,
yeah, right.
About that. But like I said, it's all like a Bond movie plot to me. If not, it should be.
Yeah.
This is the mob's version of 1984. Big Brother is watching.
Yeah.
And to do so successfully, too.
Right.
Can you imagine that, though? It's all happening.
That's off. Good news for a change.
And to think, I mean, because if it's happening around the world, I mean, the various time zones it's happening, so we're not people involved in all these things trying to find ways to message each other or find a way to, you know, alert one another.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
The jig is up. Run.
That probably coincided.
Well, I'm sure they did. They probably had a timing thing there, but still, for all the amount of people that were involved and everything else. So, anyway,
that's amazing.
That is a cool story. I want to make sure that everyone was aware so we know that crime doesn't pay.